Welcome to another episode of the Unpinned Podcast. I am the host, Pinterest manager, and content creator, Fenley, and I can't wait to share everything with you today. So let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. I know I already did my outro, but I love just saying hello, everyone. Welcome back. Today is Thursday, as you know, so if you're hearing me right now, it is Thursday, January 27th, and we are on the last leg of January. If you have heard any of my past podcasts, I have always been asking how everyone is doing and to drop me a message or a comment so I can hear back from you about how you're doing. And if there's anything that you're struggling with, I am more than happy to help out with that. So today's episode is going to be all about idea pens. I know I've been doing this whole entire series the past 3 weeks about how to create a standard pin and a video pin, and now we're on to idea pins. And I am really excited to talk about this because this is a new feature that has been introduced by Pinterest kind of mid last year, and then late as of last year they started heavily favoring it. So I'm kind of glad that I've always wanted to do this podcast, but I'm a little glad that I started doing it now, because now there's a more concrete and clear, a little more clear, I guess, message about what idea pins are. And Pinterest, it has been opening up a little bit more about what it is and how people can use it in their strategy. And now we know a little bit more about it, as opposed to before. We didn't know very much about it. Pinterest managers were kind of scratching their head because there was just a lot of unknown things about it. And now that we've gotten all of the information, I can't wait to share it with you. So let's talk about the idea pins, right? They are basically the social media version of stories. And anyone who's used social media, you're pretty much familiar with it. You're basically uploading some kind of short clip or picture in your profile for a playback, and after 24 hours it goes away. However, the concept of an idea pin is pretty much the same as a story, stories in social media, but it doesn't seem to carry the same kind of weight or perks yet. And I say yet because of the fact that, you know, Pinterest has always been making changes, and they always been making changes towards improvement, and they've always been doing this experimenting, and then they take it away, like hashtags. They put it out there, and then they realize it wasn't a great fit, so they turned around and they basically took it away and made it irrelevant. So, I mean, it could turn at a flip of a page, right? So let's just hope that Pinterest really does have a much bigger plan or vision for idea pins that currently right now we just aren't seeing. So when I'm going to be talking about idea pins, I know normally whenever I talk about any kind of pin or styling any kind of pin, I always talk about like the formatting, what you need to do, all of this stuff. But for this one, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to be giving you the pros and the cons about idea pins, because what I want people to understand is, even though like using idea pins is like a big, huge, like, utilization as a part of their marketing strategy, like it's a big advantage over a lot of other, you know, Pinterest profiles that probably don't utilize it. But here's the reason why I'm going to lay it out to you. And it's because I want you to have all of the information that you need to know about idea pins in order to gain the understanding that you need to make an educated decision for yourself, so that when you're planning out your marketing strategy for Pinterest, that you are well-equipped and you know exactly what you want out of it, and you go into it fully knowing well what kind of content you want to create and how it's going to benefit you in the long run. So let's go ahead and talk about the pros, because I don't like to speak about the negatives first. I want to start with positive. So pros: it is the most currently heavily favored content on Pinterest. And I say currently because, like I said, Pinterest can always turn a phrase, change a page, right? And the reason being is because I read somewhere in a community forum that it will even trump pins that have a lot of engagements or saves. Like, that's just how intense it is, okay? And this same rule actually goes for 100% organically fresh, posted content, and which I did talk about in my previous episode. Anyway, I'm like rewinding back and fast forwarding. So let's move forward. After posting an idea pin, it shows up in the first row of your profile, meaning that if you've ever gone to your profile, you ever seen that you don't see your boards first anymore. Before, like way back, like when Pinterest was first starting out, your boards was like the first thing people would see. They would see your bio with the whole row of boards that you had. And that's how it was. Now, because of the fact that Pinterest is wanting to, heavily favor or really wants fresh content from their creators and business owners alike, they created a created tab, which is when people go to your Pinterest profile page, they get to see all the pinned content that you share or created in the past. They actually made a place for idea pins to show up, and that's going to be in the first row. So instead of it being a bunch of mixed pinned content where some of it is yours and some of it is other people's, they will see your rows of idea pins if you have a lot, if you posted a lot of them. So if you want to check it out and you want to see what I'm talking about, go create an idea pin just for funsies, make it short and simple, and then see where it ends up, and then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay? You will have the ability to gain more exposure and brand awareness if you utilize idea pins in your strategy. And the reason why I say this is because, like I said, they do heavily favor this kind of content on Pinterest, and people will get to see your content in a more like kind of like tunnel vision, right? They're not distracted by anything else in their Pinterest feed or anything like that. They're focused on one kind of content, and that's the one that's showing up right in front of their screen, which is your stuff. The other great part about using idea pins is that you're able to recycle content from your social media platforms. And when I'm talking about social media platforms in specifically, I like talking about TikTok or Instagram. And the reason being is because most of the time when people do TikTok or Instagram, they mainly do videos, and video content is like is a really good source of content or a very good backbone of content for idea pins, because you can't tell a story any better than a video, right? I mean, you can try and use like text slides, but that's probably going to get boring really fast, and nobody really likes that. So visual, visual, visuals, right? You can have up to 20 slides for an idea pin, which means that when you're creating an idea pin, I know like when you go into stories, you're pretty much limited for Instagram. I know it's like limited to 60 seconds now. I don't know about TikTok, but I do know that you can have up to 20 slides for a single idea pin. And each idea pin that you have, I believe the video can be at least like 3 to 60 seconds long, I think. I believe you can go and double check for yourself, but you can have up to 20 slides. Okay. And I did mention videos are allowed. The next thing is that Pinterest profile is automatically shown at the end of the slide. So your idea pin in general, if you think about it, your idea pin is kind of like a carousel, right? You have all these multiple slides or multiple videos that are automatically just playing through. And at the end of it, it will show your Pinterest profile. You don't have to do anything. It's an automatic thing. What it does is that it allows people to see your profile and click on it to instantly follow you, or they can click on your profile to go check you out even further. Either way, that's what it does. Before and I'm really glad that this has happened because I know that this was another problem. Before, you weren't able, if you were sharing products, you weren't able to tag your products. If, especially if you were the kind of person who could do like product catalogs on Pinterest or merchants, and we can totally dive into how to do that and what that is later. But if you're the type of person that does products or sells products, it was very difficult for you to even tag your product. Now you can. The other kind of positives for using idea pins is that if you're photographers or any kind of artsy type of content, they do extremely well on these type of pins. And that's mainly because, you know, it's all about the visual and it's all about doing things and basically just having an idea. And most of the time, art is always about having like that next idea, right? The other cool thing about idea pins is that they last forever. So just like all the other pins that you create, your standard pins, your video pins, all of those, they will last forever. They will stay up there forever. It will never be taken down. It's not content that's ever going to go away. And if anybody ever searches for your content, they're going to find it. Okay. So what are the bad parts about idea pins? And this is the part where a lot of Pinterest managers, because I'm in a Pinterest manager community, they kind of scratched their head about this because they were just kind of confused at how they were going to utilize such a gold, you know, a gold mine tool. Like it's a tool of gold, but they had no idea how to measure how much gold it weighs. So it's kind of like we know it's gold, but we just don't know how much weight it has. So what I mean by this is that there is no statistical measure currently for your content on idea pins. And this is the reason why. So there was a Pinterest manager that was test running this idea pin and seeing how it is and what it's all about. And she noticed that she would not be able to get true numbers because she would see that somebody would share her pin. Idea pin, excuse me, but she would not be able to see how much that share has contributed to her numbers or if it had contributed at all. And what she found was that it doesn't contribute. So it's kind of like as soon as someone shares your idea pin, it cuts off the numbers. Like you won't be able to see how well it does past that. You'll only be able to see currently as it is in your platform. That is basically what happened. And so it was really hard for us to make a judgment call on whether or not it was going to be worth it because there was no really way to measure it. And when you have a client, they always want to have that statistical measure, right? They want to see the return on their investment. But it was just really hard to see any kind of impressions or analytics past that. The other downside is that there's no click-through ability. There are no links that you can put to direct and people anywhere. You can't even put a URL on it. Like, don't even bother trying to use text because that's just not going to work either. People aren't even going to be able to highlight or copy or paste it. You know, I know you're trying to figure out a workaround, so I'm saving you the trouble. That is how it's been set up. Even though your profile is shown at the end, you're not guaranteed to click through. It's not like people are going to click on it or they are going to follow you. It doesn't stop there. I believe it continues to play on to the next slide or the next Pinterest idea content that is in your idea pin feed. Because, you know, just like stories, it'll just keep playing, right? If you don't touch it, it'll continue to play. And if that, and you know, it's a lot of Pinterest managers were confused about that feature being that slide being shown at the end or that feature being included in every idea pin is because it's been told to us that the number of followers is just not relevant. It's not something that really matters on Pinterest or to Pinterest. Otherwise, it would just be like every other social media platform, right? Like that's what it would become. But you know, I really don't know what the real reason for that is. And I don't know if it's because Pinterest is trying to not force a connection, but trying to help creators and business owners alike to make a better connection with their audience by having them see their profiles more upfront and in person and actually actively follow them. I'm not quite sure, but you know, it's a hopeful and wishful thinking, and it's theoretical at this point. So, unlike stories, there aren't a lot of cool and fancy features on idea pins, like a bunch of filters or effects. They just have text overlays that you can use. And that's pretty much it. It's really, simple Susie cut short Caroline kind of deal. Okay. You can use tags, but there aren't a lot of tags that you can use currently. It's very limited. You're restricted to certain tagging words. Like, you can't customize and type your own. It's not like an Instagram hashtag where you can type in whatever you want for your hashtag and it would work. No, it has to be within whatever category that they have put in. And it's kind of weird. I'm not quite sure how it's being created. My assumption is that the tags are being created based on popularity. So how often that word shows up is what you can show. I really don't know, but I do know that there is a limit on how many tags you can have and the kind of words you can use. So in my total perspective right now, it's not very helpful. And sometimes I went with some idea pins just not having a tag at all because I couldn't just find something that would best describe it. And the other part is that the tags doesn't necessarily mean your pin will be seen more in your ideas. And right now, the strategy on ideas isn't completely clear other than everything I'm going to be sharing with you today. There is a lot of frustration from content creators and business owners alike about using this idea pin feature. And I've read a lot of forums. And I mean, if I had to put it in short terms, not very many people are happy about this. But if you are still sticking with me by now, you're probably already made the decision on whether or not you really want to use idea pins in your strategy. And if you haven't, don't go yet, because there may be a chance that you might still consider it, because I am going to talk about some of the great things that you could do or great examples that you could use for your idea pins to give you some idea pin content ideas. So let's move on. All right. So you know everything, the pros and cons. You've made your decision. You're going to stick to it. So here's some things to keep in mind. The first one I want you to know is that the purpose behind idea pins is that Pinterest wants you to know that it's a way for you to share your inspiring ideas or information in a storytelling kind of way. And once I go over what you will need as far as like idea pin content, you're going to understand. So you're always going to want to do videos over pictures. Even if you don't have a lot of video content, use it anyway. If you have video content available, use it. Please use it. Use it first over your pictures. I mean, you may say, like, I have dozens of dazzling pictures. Yes, great. But videos are the most effective way to tell a story. It's the fastest way to tell a story, and it helps people make a fast connection with you. So make sure you use those first in order to stand out in your pinner's feed as far as like idea pins, because we all know idea pins, they're going to end up in that feed, but you're going to want to make sure that you have that leverage from the get-go. Make sure you always have a text overlay caption. It's just like video pins. People are going to be watching your idea pin with the sound off, so don't worry too much about the sound or any kind of music. Just make sure that you have that text overlay that you need or the caption you need to do a short title of the story that you're about to share. If the video is in the beginning, if not, then you proceed with it as if it was the middle or the end. You want to keep the video length between 3 to 60 seconds, and the size of the video or any kind of picture that you will be sharing on IdeaPin should be a 1080 by 1920 pixels or a 9 to 16 ratio aspect. So now that you know the formatting and what kind of content you want to prioritize over anything, so videos over images, here's the next thing. You want to make sure you provide full content. And what I mean by that is you want to share content that is 100% original, and it's the kind of content that you're going to be telling a story with a beginning, a middle, and an end. Make sure what you want to make sure that you're doing in every idea pin, if you are doing something like a do-it-yourself project, or if you're trying to give an inspiring idea, you want to make sure you give the people the tools or the means to act upon what you are sharing. So one of the greatest examples I can use is like a do-it-yourself project. If you're trying to do like a building a rocking chair or something, you can tell them, you know, you're going to need this kind of drill, this size, this everything. At the end of your idea pin, when you fill out the full details, you're going to be able to tell them the kind of supplies they will need in, you know, in detail in order to do the project that you just shared. Other examples of content, if it's not a do-it-yourself, is photography, because I know I mentioned before it was like photographers and art types would highly benefit from using idea pins. So an example, if you are a photographer, you can showcase your work, but you know, you could also share your camera settings for other photographers to achieve the same kind of photos you're producing. And that's one way to give value in your content as well. And of course, create a connection, right? Because some of your audience may be photographers as well, or inspiring photographers, and they really like your work and they want to be able to follow in your footsteps and connect with you more. So by providing that kind of information, that gives them the connection to you, and that's the kind of people that are going to keep coming back to see your content. When you do your videos, you also want to give it some personality. So when you do idea pins, you want to make sure you show off some personality. It's a very important factor. Most of the time, what we want to see here is your face. You always want to show your face, or you want to help people to get to know you, so that way they can recognize you and your content every single time you share. I think the reason why this is an important component to your idea pins is because it would actually help or encourage your audience to follow you or to even click on your profile, so that they could come back for more content, or they know exactly who you are. Which is the reason why I mentioned do-it-yourself videos would be perfect here, amongst a lot of other kinds of content that you can do, like baking, recipes. You can also do some kind of, you know, gardening project. Just anything. Anything is, it's possible. As long as you have an idea, you share it, and that's the whole entire purpose. So I even mentioned about using videos, like to recycle content. And in particular, I was talking about TikTok. So when you repurpose your TikTok video content, it's a great place to do it. Like, don't be afraid to show it off, who you are as a business owner or creator. This is the space to just really shine, right? Do a quick intro about yourself if you have to. That would help as well. Like, if you don't want to put it in the middle because you don't want to break up things, you can put it at the end. You can say, you know, thanks for watching. You know, I am a woodworker who, you know, create, or craftsman that create, hand makes all of your wooden projects. If you would like to, you know, see more of me, follow my profile. Like, very short, quick, sweet, tells everybody who you are and what you do kind of deal. With TikTok videos, I always tell people that you always want to start from TikTok, do it, post to your Instagram story, and then post to your Pinterest profile. And the reason being is because Instagram and TikTok, I believe they have the similar, very similar video formats. I don't know the exact size, but I do know that I've been told that it was better to go from TikTok to Instagram to Pinterest pins. And that's just, and it's just because the flow of things would be easier. I don't think there is very much resizing that needs to be done going from a TikTok to an Instagram story, as opposed to, you know, going from because it would be really confusing if you went from TikTok to Pinterest to Instagram, because you would have to resize it to Pinterest, which is bigger, and then you come down to Instagram and then you got to resize it back down. So that's why it probably doesn't make sense. You just want to size it one time and go. So the last part about this is you want to make sure that you fill out all the information. So at the end of creating your pin content, there is going to be an option to fill out a page to provide the audience with the list of things that they would need to recreate the content that you had just shared. Like I said, if you are sharing a recipe or if you're doing a woodworking project, there is going to be a space to for you to put the ingredients list or the list of supplies that people will, you know, list of specific supplies. That's quite the tongue twister, yeah? The specific supplies that you will need in order, they will need in order to do the same project that you have just produced. There's the tag list, which I did mention before, but I mean, in this particular case, I know that sometimes it's going to be hard because you can't use very many words that would best describe your content, but try to choose the best tags that you can to fit the content that you are sharing. And as I said before, I am hoping and I am praying that Pinterest will improve upon this in the future. And the last thing I want you all to do before you hit that publish button is make sure that you double check your work. Make sure you're doing a quality control, okay? Make sure that you have clean and high quality video and images. If you don't, go back, get it done. Do what you have to do to make that resolution bright. Check that your screen edges are covered. If they're not, do what it takes to resize it. Natural light has always been a preferred source of lighting, especially in videos, but overall, I know it's not always easy to accomplish, and I would just make sure that people have the necessary light to see what is going on in your pinned content or in your video. Meaning that, you know, if you're doing a dance session, you're doing it in kind of like half darkness, like I don't think anybody's going to be able to understand what it is that you're doing because they're not going to be able to see you clearly in half dark. So just make sure you have enough lighting to brightly show what it is that you're doing and that, you know, they could see it very clearly. When you do the videos and the images, like when you put everything together, does it flow well? Like I said before, you're basically telling a story with a beginning, a middle, and an end, and you want to make sure that it's flowing well. You want to make sure that your beginning is that hook that makes the person want to watch your idea pin. And in the middle, that's when you give them all the value and all the content that you want to share. And then at the end, that's when you close things out and you're like, okay, this is the result, or okay, this is me. And of course, the end slide will just be your profile. So that is basically what you would need to make sure that you are doing or checking in order to make sure that you are creating an effective idea pin. If you are struggling, because this is a little trick, if you are struggling with the transition between your videos and images and it's not flowing really well because it doesn't look great, add a filter. Like edit your video to add the filter, edit your image to add a filter. Super simple and easy. And if you're doing it the way that I'm telling you to do it in that order, from if you're using a TikTok video, if you're going from TikTok to Instagram to Pinterest, then you're definitely going to be able to edit the video or the image in your Instagram stories well before it even hits your Pinterest pin idea pins. Whew. Well, I felt like I haven't breathed in like a minute because there was just so much stuff that I had to share. But I believe I covered everything. And oh my God, it's been like a half an hour. I can't believe I dove that deep into idea pins. So I want to go ahead and let you folks know that I really appreciate you guys listening to me today. And I really hope that I get to see you all again. Please keep in touch. Drop me a message. Hit me up on email. I'm always here to help if you have any questions. And I'm outies. Bye. thank you so much for tuning in today. I know you learned something, so share it with others. And if you would like to connect with me through social media, all of my links are in the description below, where you can also sign up for my newsletter. You can even message me with all of your questions. I'm always here if you need me. So until next time, keep pinning.